This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That you toll-free number, it's not toll-free, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria and Ian, and we're still working on some of the technical things, like this music bed seems to go on a little long. But we're talking about...
Not really. I mean, yeah, less than 30 seconds or so.
I think
it was 40 seconds.
I wasn't really, like, counting.
We're working on some adding stuff.
But anyway, so we're talking about the upcoming Roaring 2020s, according to this Yale professor, I think it was. He actually makes a good point here. The article is pretty much over, but he does make one good point. Past pandemics also have shown that it is the disease itself and not the government's response, which is most directly causing the current financial fallout. Now, that's not entirely true. It's mostly true. Even if the government had never locked down, the level of fear around this thing is so high that most of the restaurants and bars and stuff would be closing anyway.
Well, I mean, you said even if the government had never locked down,
part of the government created the fear.
Part of the fear is from the lockdowns, meaning that people think that if the government gang didn't think this was as serious as a problem as they think it is, then they would never have locked down. So they believe that the lockdowns are an extension of the danger of the thing, when in fact it's not true at all. The lockdowns are just for power. But they don't, you know, people don't think about it like that.
Many people seem to think it's the actions of our government that are causing the economy to slow. That's false, he said. Well, no, that's... It's sort of true, but it is the fear-mongering being done in large part by the government and the corporations that work hand-in-hand with the government to create this level of fear in people. That's what is causing the economy to slow. Even if the lockdowns weren't in place, the level of fear, as we were talking about, is so high surrounding this absolutely inconsequential virus that people would still be staying at home. But the lockdown certainly did feed into that fear.
Well, and even of those who aren't afraid of, per se, the virus, there are those who are afraid of being misperceived of as disrespectful. So I'll want to go back to my roommate, just because we had this conversation with him tonight, where he went to a grocery store here in the area, and he encountered, he put a mask on, which I didn't realize he'd been doing, because he seems to be pretty much against them. But he
sometimes it's not worth the hassle. If I just want to go in and buy a pack of cigarettes, so it's...
That's part of the problem, Aria. And
I don't disagree.
Right. So the fact that you just want to go and do the thing without the potential for a hassle is you're creating, whether it's your intention or not, you're creating mask world. You're helping create a world in which if someone else walks into that store without a mask on, they're the only one who doesn't have a mask on. Whereas if you were to walk in without a mask on, then someone else were to walk in, then they would have somebody who is like them who is in that store. And that's an important thing for people who are sort of the resistance, to be able to identify who else is on our side, so to speak. Because otherwise it just creates this sort of oppressive atmosphere where it looks like everyone you're around is totally obedient. But he gave up another reason as to why. So he had two reasons. One was he didn't want to hassle. But then he ended up taking the mask off anyway because he was actually encouraged to, because there were so many other people in the store that didn't have them on. He felt silly wearing his at that point. So that's, again, there's a real social thing going on with a lot of this.
Yeah.
So going in there and obeying, but he also used a second reason, and his second reason was, well, it's the store's rule and it's private property. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's not the store's rule that you wear a mask. Yeah, there's a sign on the door, but that's only there because somebody told them that it had to be there.
Yeah, most of them won't actually be like, hey, no, you have to wear a mask
right
in here.
And if they do, okay. Right? Like, if they're crystal clear to me, and they come up to me and they say, sir, you can't be in here without a mask on. And I say, I'm medically exempt. And then they say, well, we don't care. You have to leave unless you're going to put a mask on. I'll leave. And, you know, if that's the way it was actually, you know, out there, if that were actually happening on a significant basis, that would be very bad. But it's not.
Right.
That's not happening to me at all. There's only one place that has specific been real clear with me, and that's my mailbox store here in Keene, where, you know, I have it's called the Shipping Shack. I go there and I get my mail. You know, they receive mail and packages and things like that for me, and I've been a long-time customer there. I've been there for the last decade of my life. And when they informed me that there were going to be a mask mandate inside the store, they told me personally, and I explained to them that, well, I'm not going to be wearing a mask, so what are my options? And they said, well, you can go out, you can wait outside, you can call us, and we'll bring your mail out to you. Which, whatever, I mean, it's more work for them.
Sure.
Ultimately, it's a little more inconvenient for me, but now I don't have to carry my key around anymore. All I just have to do is call up and tell them I'm outside, and they bring my mail out to me. So that's fine. But they made it clear that they didn't want me in the store. Didn't matter what my, you know, objection might be. They just didn't want me in the store. Totally cool. Now I know that's your policy. But just because there's a sign that was mandated by the government on the door, I know there are exemptions. And I have those exemptions, and so if I bring up one of those exemptions, if I were to be confronted about it, and the only time I've been confronted about it was this one bank.
Right.
Two banks, technically. I guess Citizens Bank also did it, but I just decided to not go there. But this other bank I had to go to, and sadly, I put a damn mask on because I had to do something in that bank.
See, for me, it's a matter of picking and choosing battles. I can't fight every battle on every front. I do what I can when
yeah.
I can.
But it's not a battle. You know, it's not like, this isn't like you're going to be going up against a serious opponent that's going to try to take you out or something like this. This isn't a huge challenge. It's just walk into a place with the confidence that you will be not messed with. And in the case of, and it seems like they're messing with women more so than with men, at least other customers in the store, because when I hear about people having an issue, it's not usually coming from store management or store employees. It's usually coming from other people in the store. And I get that people don't want to have those conflicts. I get it. But
I
how
think
long
it's a poor use of time and energy.
But how long do you want to go on with this? Because the longer you keep going along with this, the longer this is going to go on.
Well, I choose to go to stores where I know it's not going to be a problem.
Well, that's good.
There are very rare occasions where I will put on a mask to go in and buy a pack of cigarettes.
Do you go into campus convenience with a mask on?
No.
It says masks required, no exceptions on
the
door.
I know it does.
Okay.
But they clearly create exceptions.
That's right. So that's what I'm saying. The signs don't actually mean what they say. So I cannot take them seriously. I will not
That's a
take
fair
it,
point.
I will not take it seriously until someone takes me seriously enough to look at me in the eyes and tell me I'm not welcome if I'm wearing a mask. And it doesn't take that much time.
I guess not.
Yeah.
But still, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I need a pack of cigarettes and the closest store requires me to wear a mask, I'm just going to put on a mask and
but
buy a pack of cigarettes.
But they don't require it. That's the point.
Some of them do and some of them don't.
You only know that they do if they've told you you cannot come in even with a medical objection or exemption. If that's what they've told you, then they're requiring it. But otherwise, it's not required. There's an exemption.
I don't find the private property argument to be a very strong one anyway. How can you claim to be private property while you're standing there enforcing the laws of the state?
Mm-hmm.
At that point, your business is state property.
Yeah, well, you've got a state license.
Yeah, and they'll take that away.
Right, and that's why people are putting all the signs up, because they're afraid of losing their license.
But eventually, all of this crap will go away, according to this Yale professor. Well, he doesn't...
He says 2024.
Yeah, which is a long way.
That's almost half a decade.
That's when he's expecting the recovery to really be mm-hmm. blossoming, and these wild sex parties and hedonism, and who knows?
I think you're going to see it sooner. There's already been things in the news over this year about parties being busted up. You know, we've seen it in New York City, for instance, not just the, obviously the Jews, the Hasidic Jews have had some amazing gatherings, but those were religious gatherings. But there were some parties, and I think I've seen stories about sex parties specifically. So I think some of this stuff is already happening. It's just not being busted, perhaps. Maybe they're keeping it quiet. Maybe they're being real judicious about
who they're... What's the point of having a sex party if you're going to keep it quiet? I would be judicious about who I'm inviting.
That's what I'm saying, about who you're inviting to it.
I don't see any reason not to make a no. Hey, yeah, where's you here at this date? Have a good time.
Well, because you don't want the cops coming. What, wasn't there a story about the cops busting up a sex party, and the sex party participants thought it was part of the show, and they started taking the pants off of one of the cops?
I have not heard this
it's
story.
It's hilarious.
I need to hear this story.
They thought they were, like, dressed up, that it was just, you know, a gag.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. 603-283-6160. I can't think of anything that would be more hilarious, though, than the cops arresting me for having a legal sex party. 603-283-6160 is the new number. We're going to talk about video games here in a moment and how they're bigger than cinema.
Scratchy and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he's the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. And then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be. BINOVITE.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Give us a call, 603-283-6160. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And you can join us at ForkFest 2021. As long as Rogers Campground continues to exist, ForkFest will be happening there June the 28th through July the 4th. It's ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's decentralized. No one is in charge. There's no ticket costs. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th, and that's it. You're there for ForkFest. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. If you're planning something for ForkFest, though, because last year there was a poker tent, there were two or three party tents, we even put on a live concert.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Let people know in advance. You can do that with the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. You can find links to those on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. So June the 28th through July the 4th, come up to Rogers Campground. We'll see you there. Forkfest.party. As we were discussing previously, I don't know what the word is, video games are a bigger industry than sports and movies combined.
Well, and it was, I don't know, like a decade ago, we talked about it when video games made that threshold. They crossed that point of becoming larger as far as the revenue in any given year, larger than blockbuster movies, than the entire Hollywood movie industry. That was a while back. So now it's movies and sports.
I don't think it's fair, though.
What do you mean?
To look, well, sports and movies are drastically down this year.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, I mean, certainly movies are down, no doubt about that. I mean, there's almost none of them are being released at all. Sports are definitely down as well, but still, I mean, it's still a big deal to be able to say that this new thing, or relatively new in the scheme of things, right, video games, is now the largest by monetary, you know, totals form of entertainment out there compared to what were previously two of the largest bread and circuses, you know, or the circuses side of bread and circuses. Because what else?
Point.
What's bigger than sports and movies?
Video games.
I mean, up until. I mean, right. Is there any? I can't think of. I mean, certainly not like Broadway. Theater? No, it's not that. Like, what else could it be? What else? I mean, obviously
live
people
concerts,
have hobbies.
Maybe?
Yeah, concerts are.
I don't know what kind of numbers they're actually pushing. They're not pushing any right now.
Yeah, right now that one's dead. So, yeah, you could probably add concerts in here, too, if we knew what those numbers were.
So video games have grown to resemble competition-based interactive movies, and the COVID-19 pandemic has propelled the industry to make more money than movies and sports combined. Partially because video games are a combination of both movies and sports that an average person can actually participate in.
Meaning it's competitive on at least the online ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the term esports because if there's no physical activity, I'm not sure that I can consider it a sport.
That's interesting that you would say that because you're a bigger gamer, I would say, than even I am. I mean, I like games, but I just don't have time to play them. And I know your time's been restricted this year, too, because we've been so busy doing other things. But I feel the same way. I'm like, yeah, you're moving your thumbs and your fingers around, but you're not really getting any meaningful exercise.
But see, I consider chess a sport, but not video games. Chess, however, as proven by Bobby Fischer, does require you to maintain your physical fitness in order to truly excel at it.
Does it? Still, why?
Mind and body.
Okay, if your mind is not fit, sure. Yeah. You got to think fast.
But I don't consider esports to be sports, at the very least.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. Although I don't know if I want to give chess a sport. I feel like you have to have some sort of physical exertion in order for it to be a sport. But maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, it does involve a lot of stamina, I guess.
To play chess?
Yeah, some of these like Grandmaster tournaments can have like 8-hour games. So global video game revenue is expected to surge 20% to $179 billion in 2020, according to IDC data, making the video game industry a bigger moneymaker than the global movie and sports industries combined. The global film industry reached $100 billion in revenue for the first time in 2019. Oh, so it's comparing video games today to movies and sports from 2019, before COVID-19. Yeah. According to the Motion Picture Association, while PwC estimated global sports would bring in more than $75 billion in 2020. Well, the movie numbers are from 2019. The sports numbers evidently are from 2020.
Huh.
Both of these industries suffered from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, however, while the video game industry is expected to show double-digit growth this year, following high single-digit growth in the previous 2 years.
Yeah, all right, so the dictionary definition of sport is an activity involving physical exertion and skill, and I'm sorry, I just don't think playing chess, while I don't mean to say that the chess players are, you know, insignificant, they're obviously very, very intelligent people. I mean, I couldn't play chess like that. I mean, if I play chess, I'm just sitting there like, okay, now what's the next move? And I have to try to figure out, like, what all the possible moves are, and I have no experience, very little experience playing it, so you probably would crush me. But it's not the same as, like, running across a soccer field or swinging a tennis racket or something that actually involves some sort of physical prowess. It involves mental prowess, which is sure. important, but to me it's not a sport, and neither is esports.
I consider chess a sport. I don't know why. I can't make the argument for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, surely it doesn't fit within the definition of what you just said.
Okay, here's a question for you. If chess is a sport, then is playing chess online with somebody a sport?
I don't know.
Because what's the difference?
Well, the difference is that if you're playing in an actual chess game, you have to remain seated at the table. You have to stay focused. And you can't just get up and go get a cup of coffee or have a cigarette
or something. Well, you can play an online game that requires focus.
Yeah, but you always have the possibility of just getting up and going and getting a cup of coffee or a cigarette.
Not if it's like speed chess or whatever.
Well, I hate speed chess.
Well, I've never played speed chess. That to me is like way too intimidating. I can't think that fast. I won't even know if I'm losing.
Yeah.
I'll probably be losing. I won't even know. But my point is, what's the difference? There is no difference. I can go get a cup of coffee if I'm sitting down playing chess with you, too.
Yeah, but you'll get... You're going to yell at me?
No, I won't. I want a cup of coffee. You can go get your cigarette.
Competitive play, right? Like in a tournament room. Like, if you just get up and walk away to go do something for a few minutes, you forfeit that game. Because they don't know that you're not cheating.
You're scraping here. You can play competitive chess online.
I told you I wasn't
going to
make the argument that chess is a sport. I'm just sticking with that. I'm saying, I don't know.
All right.
To me, there's an exception there. I don't know. So whether or not chess is a sport, video games, I have to say, as someone who has played video games their entire life and who hasn't really played any lately, but when I did play games, it was these esports types games like Smite and other things like that, and I still don't consider them to be sports.
No, I don't either.
But some people do, so I don't think there will be a deceleration as soon as effective, cheap, globally available vaccines get out there over the course of 2021, but I'm quite sure at the end there will still be billions of potential people that will need vaccines, and how in the hell did this article about the growth of video games suddenly become a conversation about vaccines?
I hate it. You can't get away from it.
This is how they brainwash people, but by video people who are interested in video games who may not be paying attention to the news, suddenly they're inundated with this crap all over the place, and they're doing this in music articles, any kind of article that you can think of to read about, there will be something about COVID-19 and vaccines, some sort of fear-mongering nonsense inside of it. Yep. Hopefully this article gets back into gaming. We're going to tell you all about it. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number.
And do you think gaming is a sport? If you think it is, I want to hear from you.
I don't know if we do. But yes, we do want to hear from you. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful blonde. The coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at Dinovite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not relaying, Doug. Just watch me. I've been saying this from the very beginning. President-elect Joe Biden delivering remarks in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president also talking about his son Hunter and a possible investigation and a new attorney general.
I guarantee you I'm going to do what I said. The attorney general of the United States of America is not the president's lawyer. I will appoint someone who I expect to enforce the law as the law is written. Not guided by me.
A strong winter storm is moving across the country this week. The National Weather Service saying the storm will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding in some areas. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple of days. This is USA Radio News. Top health officials in the United States are touting the safety of the coronavirus vaccine. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and NIH veteran and coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci received the Moderna vaccine in a televised event.
What we're seeing now is the culmination of years of research which have led to a phenomenon that has truly been unprecedented.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is selecting Secretary of State Alex Padilla as the state's next U.S. senator.
Can you imagine what they mom would be thinking now as I ask you if you want to be the next U.S. senator of the United States, the great state of California?
The Democrat governor making the official ask over a video call with Padilla.
This is the ask, brother. You got to say yes, though, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. What's on our mind, though, is whether or not esports or these other sort of digital competitions are actually sports. Ian and I both agree on this, except in regard to chess, where I stubbornly disagree without having any actual justification for doing so. But we don't think that esports are actually sports. Maybe you disagree. No. Let us know. 603-283-6160.
It might be fun. It might be competitive. But it's not physical.
No, not at all.
No.
I want to say thank you to Joe, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used strictly to help Free Talk Live get promoted out there, to get on more radio stations and all of that. Joe is a gold-level amplifier, which means he chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. We don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month to get in, because with a number of cool little perks like an AMP-only Facebook group for those who aren't just perpetually banned from Facebook like I am, and an AMP-only call-in line, an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server, I believe. It comes with a number of cool little things like that. So thank you, Joe. Be sure to check it out. AMP.FreeTalkLive.com. AMP.FreeTalkLive.com.
Possible exception. What about those games where you actually do have to get physical? So there's like...
Like the DDR type games?
Yeah, DDR, Dance Dance Revolution. That was probably one of the original ones. But actually, way back in the day, in Nintendo Entertainment System days in the 1980s, they had this pad that they came out with.
For track and field. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd sort of run up, you know, running in place, basically. And so there was a little bit of action. You know, you would get tired, right? Like if you kept playing that particular game.
Or you would just get down and use your hands like a
that's
drum.
That's the cheater version of it. But even then, you're still doing more than playing with a gamepad.
Well, what about the Nintendo Wii, though? The Kinect,
right.
Or any of these other...
Right. So I think the lines are starting to blur when you talk about those games where you're actually... If you can get winded from playing a game, if your arms are starting to hurt because you've been swinging this thing around, you're actually getting some exercise. In fact, there are some games...
But is it exercise or is it actual physical exertion? Well, I mean...
Well, physical exertion is exercise. I mean, that's what... The same thing. Yeah. You're exerting yourself, so you're exercising.
Right,
you're
that was how I meant to phrase that. Is it really just... Football isn't just exercise, though.
Well, there's competition involved.
I guess there is competition involved in these sorts of games, too. Like tennis on the Nintendo Wii. I don't... Man, it hurts me to consider that a sport, though.
I'm going to give it to it. I'm going to give those games... The, you know, ding, you're a sport. Okay, congratulations. Because you can actually get tired. In fact, there's even, like, from what I've seen recently with, I think it's Nintendo, or maybe it's all these things now, they've all got similar controllers now, right, with, like, the motion.
Yeah, they all have some sort of VR thing. Like the new Jedi games where you're hitting these glowing blocks with your fake lightsabers or whatever.
Yeah, and then there's, apparently there's actually, like, exercise games. So they're not actually sports, per se, because you're not competing with anyone except for yourself, right? Because it's just for your own exercise. But, like, the idea is to make exercising fun and interesting for people. So, like, doing a home exercise routine, these games actually make that more fun for people because you're, like, getting a score and you're trying to achieve certain things in the game. I've never played them personally, but I know that they do exist. So those aren't technically sports because they're not competitive. But it is interesting to see video games kind of coming into, like they always used to be, parents used to hate video games, right? Because,
sure.
You know, when I was growing up, it was, oh, you know, Johnny, you got to go outside because you're going to just waste away, you know, playing video games. Well, now you don't have to. You can actually, like, get some exercise playing some video games, although I suspect it's still a very small minority of the catalogs that are available like that.
Even if they're not, you know, playing these sort of exercise games or these physical games, the trend of gaming has turned around substantially. I can't imagine there are too many parents out there who are like, no, you need to stop playing these video games and go outside and play, because video games have just become so common and so accepted in mainstream culture.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that would be a question for our younger listeners out there. You know, do any of you have parents who are telling you you've got to go outside and play? Because now that people are so afraid of coronavirus, I imagine that kids have even more excuses than ever to stay inside. I think it's kind of sad, personally.
I do too. The video game.
And I say this as somebody who loved video games growing up, but you know, now you've got parents who are literally telling their kids not to go outside.
That's
bad.
I loved my video games growing up, too, but I also did things like skateboarded and played sports and, you know, was physically active outside.
Ran around the forest with my friends and things like that.
But the video game industry has boomed in recent years because of the variety of ways to play games, and they've actually got the numbers here. It's pretty fascinating. The mobile market is growing faster than any of the others. Behind it is
console. Now, that's something I don't understand. I just don't. I don't get the attraction to mobile gaming. For me, it's like I have no interest in playing these mobile games, none whatsoever. Number one, I don't want to kill my phone's battery because I actually use my phone for work. And number two, it's just like they seem so insignificant. Like games to me are more insignificant to me now than they've ever been because life is so interesting in comparison to them. But, like, mobile games seem even less significant to me than... They're all time wasters until you die, basically. But mobile games seem like even a greater waste of time than
the
other
bulk of them certainly are, but you can get actual quality games. Like, the earlier Final Fantasy games have released on the Google Play Store.
Okay.
So
they're reworking, some classics for mobile?
So there are some actual quality games on there.
Sure.
you know, you might want to play at a doctor's office or something like that, but I still don't get it. Is the idea that these people are, like, sitting around at home playing Final Fantasy IV on their phones? In which case,
why would
not
you want to play on your phone?
Yeah, just play it on your PC or your Switch or whatever.
This is the same reason why I don't understand why somebody would watch a video on their phone. It's like, only unless... The only reason I would watch any sort of video on a phone is if there was no other way that I could possibly watch it, and I felt like I had to watch it right then. You know, then I would watch, and even then I would only be able to tolerate something short. Like, I wouldn't want to sit there and watch, like, you watch a movie, people watch movies on their phones?
I can't imagine doing that.
Really?
To me, phones are useful and not useful. You know, these kind of people who turn their phone into their entire multimedia center like that, they're probably also the type that's just on Facebook 24/7. And, you know, this is how technology ultimately becomes destructive of the individual and their need to socialize and things like that. If you have this device on you all the time that you can use to disconnect from your actual reality, and you're using it to disconnect from your actual reality, then there's an actual problem.
Yeah.
But mobile games are growing, and this doesn't include ad-based revenue, which I have to imagine is a pretty large chunk of most mobile games.
Hmm.
Because if you go to the Google Play Store and you look for the top grossing games, every single one of them is a free-to-play game.
Okay.
I think the only one in the top 100 that's paid for is actually Minecraft.
Hmm.
But it's Minecraft, so it's enormous. So the video game industry is booming because of the variety of ways to play games. Gone are the days when all one had to track were console sales and games sold for their respective consoles and PCs. Really, all they're adding is digital game sales, mobile games, in-app purchase, freemium games, cross-platform games, streaming game services, games as a subscription models. Good God, there are too many different ways to play games. I'm not a fan of this gaming as a subscription model crap because I'm not a fan of...
Give me an example. What does that mean?
Like World of Warcraft.
Where you got to pay monthly?
Yeah. But it's beyond that. They want to turn pretty much every game into one of these, you just constantly paying money just to continue accessing the game. Even single-player games.
Single-player.
I expect the next Elder Scrolls to be one of these types of games.
Well, you can count me out.
Yeah, same here. Because I think his name is... It's not Tim Cook. That's the Apple guy. I don't remember the guy who heads up Bethesda, but I mean, he's actually in an interview lamenting the fact that people are playing Skyrim 10 years later, and we just have no way to make any money from it. It's so tragic. So yeah, they're gonna shovel this crap into the next Elder Scrolls. I have no doubt about that. And I'm not a big fan of Steam because you don't own any of the games that you buy from Steam.
Right.
The reason I let Steam slide is because it's on a PC platform, and if Steam ever closes my account, no big deal. I can just go on the Pirate Bay and download cracks for any of the games that I have, and they'll be working again in 30 seconds.
Right.
So it's not a major inconvenience. Not like with the Amazon Fire tablet or whatever, where if Amazon closes your account, you lose all of your books, all of your movies, everything, with no way to recover any of it. So, consoles are getting bigger and better, and with the new ones just releasing, I don't know anything about these things, so...
Me neither.
I know that they released, and
I missed the PS4. I didn't buy that.
I didn't either. Did you buy one? What do you think? Do you feel disappointed? Do you wish you had just gotten a better video card like you should have? 603-283-6160.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner Honor recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Twitter. Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. If you're not, you can't get on the air with us any longer at this point. If you haven't called already, you'll have to call back tomorrow night. That number, the new number.
I mean, we could take somebody on screen if we wanted to.
True. But, I mean, the dump button is more efficient under these circumstances.
Yeah, we've got a better setup now. We haven't mentioned that now. Now we can be more forgiving to people. If you make a mistake and you say something you're not supposed to say, if we want to, we could keep you on.
Yes. But not if it's intentional.
Yeah, if it's intentional, you're done.
603-283-6160 is the new call-in number. 603-283-6160. If you have something on your mind, call back tomorrow. We'll get you in.
Breaking news. It appears the city of Nashua has voted against the curfew.
Well, that's good at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the city of Nashua here in New Hampshire was evidently proposing a curfew because, I mean, we all know that the coronavirus attacks in the dark. But evidently, in a surprising move, I would say, considering how strict they have otherwise been, they've actually voted against the curfew.
Yeah, they do have a very strict mask mandate in Nashua. It's the worst in all of New Hampshire, but at least they got this one right.
Well, a broken clock is right twice a day.
Apparently, 11 of the city aldermen voted against it. I don't know how many they have total, but that sounds like a decent number voting it down.
Well, let's get to the phones. We've got Britton calling. Britton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yeah, I wanted to argue that chess is a sport. It's more of an endurance sport.
Really?
I've been at chess tournaments where, you know, on the last day of the tournament, I was just too fatigued, and even in winning positions with money on the line, I sort of collapsed and lost games, and it was mainly because of fatigue, because, you know, if you're in a three-day tournament where the games can be 3 or 4 hours apiece, by that fifth or sixth game on Sunday, you might not just really have it in you to finish it out. So
you're saying this is a mentally taxing? You're fatigued mentally?
Definitely mentally. I think that's probably where more of it comes from, mm-hmm. but not necessarily in, like, you get brain fatigue, but in all these games, it's like a conflict of wills. You're at battle with these other people. That's the way that I see it, and that gets very draining.
But is it draining
constantly, like, in the struggle?
So, I mean, it's not an exertion in the traditional way, but you're saying it is a different type of exertion to where your arms aren't tired, your legs aren't tired, but you yourself are physically taxed by playing this game in some way, that your body is being, energy is being withdrawn from it in some sort of manner.
Well, it's certainly going to force their brain to work harder and faster.
There is a difference in that you are sitting still as opposed to playing soccer or football, you're running around.
Yeah.
But I think there's a huge similarity in this, what I call the conflict of wills, that it doesn't matter what sport you're playing. That is what the sport is. It's the conflict of wills. I don't think that the dictionary definition that there must be physical exertion really matters there.
Do you then qualify video games as a sport?
I think that it's similar. They are similar to chess in that you do have to be physically fit in order to be comfortable in the position that you're in when you are competing. And most esports,
I'm pretty sure,
athletes,
most of the people who beat me in some of these games are fat neck beards, not in any sort of physical shape whatsoever.
No, most esports athletes do have physical fitness regimens. They're working out once or twice a day, and it's very important for them to do that so that their body does not get so fatigued in the course of their training. I mean, one of the sad things about esports athletes is sometimes their training is 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and that's ridiculous. But the physical fitness is there because they are sitting down, they're remaining still.
I mean video games in general. Even if we allow that this category of people who are competing professionally for millions of dollars in StarCraft II are athletes, what about the people who are just playing StarCraft II competitively in their home? Is that a sport?
Hello?
Are you still
with us?
That's
interesting. I definitely say that there's a line there somewhere that somebody smarter than me would have to define.
That was pretty much where Ian and I came to a disagreement in regard to chess. You know, I would argue that chess is a sport, but it's not within me to make the argument, and I'm aware of that. But I'm still going to say that video games aren't sports, barring, and I hate to say this, the ones that Ian mentioned, like Wii tennis and stuff like that, that require actual physical exertion.
Yeah, I mean, I would be interested to see if there was any kind of study looking at two sets of gamers, right? Looking at the set of gamers that are horrifically overweight, and then the set of gamers that does what Britain's saying, and they're working out once or twice a day. Does that actually make a difference in their performance? Does that make it, you know, if you're in better physical shape, are you better able to press buttons, you know, faster?
I can't imagine it does.
Yeah.
I understand the correlation between being in physical shape and being better at chess.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not playing chess, and there hasn't ever been a video game that requires the level of strategic and tactical thinking that chess involves.
I bet there's some gamer out there that's yelling at their speaker right now.
Well, I mean,
they
can try.
Probably is. But I do want to say
they can try, but the closest thing we would have would be something like Civilization V or Civilization VI. But in the level of nuances and complexity, chess is hands down the most complex game humans ever invented.
Well, I would say that Go is probably more complex than chess in that regard.
What
Go
is
super interesting and deep when it gets into
Go is the game that nerds talk about when chess doesn't impress people enough. Am I wrong?
Is it a board game? What is it? What is it?
Go is it's a Japanese game that you've got black and white stones, and it's basically a territorial. You place the black your stones on the board to gain as much territory as possible, and whoever has the most territory at the end of the game wins.
I see. I've seen this game. I didn't know what it was called.
Well, Britton, thank you so much for the call. You make good points.
Interesting.
It is. But I don't think that, you know, I can exercise to stay in shape to play the guitar if I wanted to, but that doesn't make
playing
the guitar.
Doesn't make it better, though.
Right.
I mean, there's plenty of overweight guitar players, right?
Eddie Van Halen exercised every single day through most of his career, and I need to make him a better guitar player.
I mean, it might get you more groupies.
It might. I'm sure it did in his
case. It doesn't hurt. And that's probably a fact. I bet you that's a factor with the esports guys, too, right? Because, you know, there's got to be gamer groupies now, right?
I hope
there's
got
to be.
I know intellectually that you're probably right, yeah, but I want to believe that you're not.
There are women that attend these events. And I mean, obviously there's going to be the gaming is more attractive to women now than it's ever been. When I was growing up, it was sort of like a thing that guys did, and it wasn't really, you never really saw games for girls or anything like that. I mean, every now and then there'd be like a Barbie doll game that would come out, but it's like this one-off game. There's almost never any games that focus on that.
And those were never good games.
Right, and now you actually do see women playing games. Like, if you go on the various different gaming streaming sites, there are women that... There's obviously the women that play games just because they have... womenly parts, they want to show them off and make money, but then there are the ones that really are playing them for real and are seemingly genuinely interested in them.
One of my female friends actually recommended a mobile game to me that she's been playing a lot. I don't think she's ever going to sit around and play a PlayStation 5 or whatever, but mm-hmm. she sure enough is addicted to Among Us. I've heard of it, and she has started it on my phone. I've never played it. I don't have any desire to. It's simple, as you would expect mobile games to be, but it's simple, and people like it. Well, we've got Andy calling about the Great Reset. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's up, Ian? It's Andy.
Hey, Andy. You got about, like, 1 minute, so be fast.
Yeah. I was just saying that I don't know if you guys saw the greatreset.com, but I'll just read it quickly. It says, the pause during lockdown created by the pandemic will result in a 7% decrease in global emissions in 2020. The UN states that we need a decrease of 7.6% every year until 2030 to avoid climate and ecological disaster. This means we need to maintain the same decrease activity every year as if we were living in lockdown.
So they're calling for a permanent lockdown.
Why do we need to reset?
They're calling for a permanent lockdown is what you're saying.
Now, yeah, the Great Reset.
I'll share that one with you before you go to bed.
Is the greatreset.com actually affiliated with these people who are wanting to...
Yeah, that's the World Economic Forum.
Okay.
Well, check that out. Maybe talk about that tomorrow, but it's pretty freaky.
Absolutely. Thanks for the information, Andy. Yeah. I mean, we talked about the Great Reset last week, and it's pretty horrifying stuff. I think it was the Wall Street Journal that had an entire... No, it was...
Time Magazine.
Time Magazine had an entire section of articles about the Great Reset and how they're planning to control us for the rest of our lives unless we resist, unless we stop putting up with this nonsense. It's been Free Talk Live. We've been resisting this nonsense going back more than 10 years. You can find an archive there of all the shows, freetalklive.com.
Take off the mask.
If you're looking for work, you know the math. There are many more applicants than openings, so you need to stand out, not blend into the blah, blah, blah your interviewer is hearing from your competition. Here's a tip. In your interview, you will be judged more by the questions you ask than the answers you give. Yes, do anticipate the obvious job interview questions and prepare concise, insightful, glass-half-full sound responses. And you should interview your interviewer. Seem genuinely curious about what will help get results. With money and attention so scarce now, effective communication skills have never been more important. You want to cut through the clutter. For more tips for job seekers and making all the other conversations you have more productive, hit survivalspeech.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.